Great to have your company on Sports Day as we roll into our chats with mates. Australia's most satisfied customers, NBN from $59. We go straight to the top at the West Coast Eagles. The captain himself, Luke Shuey, joining us for a chat. Luke, welcome to Sports Day. Thanks for your company.
Thanks, Skeeter. Good to be here. Went straight to the top and couldn't get them, so you went to me. Is that right?
That's close to the money. No, we thought we'd get the captain to find out exactly what's happening at the club pre-season, starting to ramp up, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah, it's always a pretty quick ramp in January now with the limited time we have back before Christmas. So January is a big month and we're well into the thick of it in the 42-degree heat this morning. So that was nice, but all ticking along nicely.
Luke Shuey, Will Schofield here. You might remember me from winning you the 2018 flag. We'll keep it professional, though, on air. Who's looking good at the moment from West Coast? Who's setting the track alight? And if we're going to use some cliches, who's in career best shape right now?
The big January calls. It's always a tough one to predict, but I will say I've liked the look of young Campbell Chesser. Good Melbourne grammar boy from Victoria, and he's come over, got a really mature head on his shoulders, and we've all been really excited by what we're seeing in the short term, but looking forward to seeing him play some footy, hopefully this year for the club.
What's he had to say about his journey across the Nullarbor? It was a bit of a strange one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was probably something that no other 18-year-old kid's had to do, but probably reflects the maturity he's got. He wanted to be there on January 6th, day one, when we started after Christmas. And for him to do that, he had to have done his 2 weeks quarantine in Perth. And even before that, he had to have spent 2 weeks in a green light city, which Adelaide was. So we drove to Adelaide 2 weeks later, drove to Perth on his own and made the trip across. He actually boarded at Melbourne Grammar for 4 years. From the age of 15, so he's pretty used to looking after himself. So he's got a good head on his shoulders.
Luke, clearly the players were stung at the way the club finished last season. Have you noticed on return that there's a greater zest for training, a more determination? Have you noticed any change in attitude, or is it a new season and that's been put to one side?
A little bit, Skeeter. Yeah, we've tightened a few things up around the joint, but that is only a 1 or 2% thing. You know, the actions when the games roll around is what really matters. So we're not getting too carried away with the way we're training. I'm sure there's plenty of other clubs pretty happy with how they're going as well. So we're doing what we need to be doing, but the real work will start obviously when we get into the nitty-gritty of it, and obviously round one rolls around, but happy with where we're at the moment. We've had a pretty good block so far.
According to a couple of track watchers, the Eagles looking at more, maybe using the corridor more at training at least. Now, whether that's a change to your game style, without giving too much away, is there going to be an adjustment of sorts that we'll notice this year?
Yeah, always easy to use the corridor when the coaches are defending. obviously, our ball movement hasn't been too crash hot the last couple of years, so it's something we've had a look at. We've had a little bit of a look at the method around the contest and a way to probably get more pressure and tackle numbers up against the good teams, because that really cost us last year. So all these little things we're working on, hopefully will come to fruition pretty early in the season, and fans will hopefully have a bit more to cheer about this year than what they have the last couple.
What's it been like having some new eyes and voices around the club? You've got Jared Schofield, Matty Knights, Jacob Brennan's back at the helm in the coaching ranks. Has it been a good freshening up, getting some new coaches into the club?
Yeah, it has, mate. Yeah, we obviously lost some really good people last year. But, getting guys like Knighter and Scully across from two clubs that have gone really well, it's some really really important intel to get, and they bring some fresh ideas, which have obviously worked at their last clubs. And Jacob Brennan, playing group favourite amongst the boys, so good to have him back working with the young back line. He's doing a great job as well. So, yeah, as you said, really exciting with the fresh ideas, and some of the stuff they've bought has been exciting to work on. And look, if it works, hopefully it takes us up the ladder.
Bit of a tough one for you here, mate. What's it been like trying to lead on field as a captain? You're in the position, you're West Coast best player, and you haven't been able to put yourself out on the park as commonly as you would have liked. What's that like been like for the last couple of years, and what's the outlook for 2022 on that front?
Yeah, it has been frustrating. I think, you know, when you're talking or thinking about leadership, the first thing you want to do is play well and set the standards. And not being able to do that was tough and frustrating. But obviously, with the role, there's plenty to do off-field at the same time. So it wasn't as though I was sitting around twiddling my thumbs with nothing to do. But as a player, mate, I'm still wanting to play footy and play good footy, and it's still what I love doing. So hopefully getting on the park this year is a nice change-up for me. I haven't played a lot of footy the last couple of years, but in saying that, I mean, the 8 or 9 years from when I was probably 20, 21 years of old, I had a really good run with injury. So I'm not someone who can sit here and complain about not being on the park, but as you said, in the position of captain, yeah, it'd be nice to be out there leading the way a little bit more than what I have.
And soft tissue injuries, which have really brought you back to earth, Luke, in the last couple of years. Have you found a training method, or do you feel comfortable with where you're at now in terms of what load you can put into your body?
Yeah, I'm going okay at the moment. There's a lot going on behind the scenes with the sports science boys and the work they put in, not just for myself, but all the guys, really, particularly the older guys that probably need a bit more managing. They're doing a hell of a lot of work behind the scenes to make sure we're on the park as much as we can. So what we're doing is working at the moment for all of us. And, yeah, we don't get too carried away thinking about that, because, as I found out the last couple of years, they can sneak up on you, the soft tissue injuries. And but, yeah, no, honestly, looking at the next session and no further ahead, because if I don't get that right, it's another 2 or 3 weeks on the sidelines. But what we're doing at the moment is working, and I'm enjoying it. And I feel like I've had a really good couple of months training leading into pre-season games in a couple of weeks.
For some of the older players, and even some of the ones who are younger, Brad Shepherd's retirement and that effect on the group, and maybe the harsh reality of how quickly the game can send you packing through health or otherwise.
Yeah, I guess we always know that stuff deep down, and but when that actually happens, it is a reminder and a bit of a wake-up call to appreciate what we have. And yeah, it's been really sad to see two of our good mates over the last 12 months have to retire because of concussion issues. So obviously it's a good reminder that there's probably more to life than football, and those guys need to go away and obviously focus on their health and general lifestyle well-being. And yeah, the concussion and brain injury stuff's obviously nothing to muck around with or take lightly. So look, sad to see them go, but I think at the end of the day we're happy that they're both on the right path to a healthy lifestyle, and it's probably not going to eventuate into anything too serious, which is a good thing.
What was Shep like in front of the group when he retired, Luke? Was he not happy with his contribution but content, or do you feel like he felt like you know, he was left with no other option than to walk away and he'll leave unfulfilled?
Yeah, I think obviously, you knowing Shep as well, he wouldn't walk away if he had a bit more to give. So I'm tipping he was probably told behind closed doors that not to go on. And yeah, that's really sad. But he, as you know, Shep loves a gag. They normally don't go down too well from his mouth. But he was in good spirits when he spoke to the group, and obviously left on good terms. And yeah, I think, looking at his career from as a teammate's point of view, he can be really proud of what he was able to achieve over the 12 or 13 years.
He didn't roll the "I've got something to announce, boys, I'm signing a 5-year contract" out at the start, did he? He didn't use that gag, did he?
You know, that don't they all roll with that? And you get like 7 or 8 boys give it the token laugh, and it's not funny. To be honest, I reckon I'll use it when the day comes.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Luke, skipper for 2022, is that just about where you want to be? Happy to continue in the role for the foreseeable?
Oh, mate, happy to continue if that's what the playing group want. Yeah, look, if it wasn't to be, then I'd be fully supportive of that and fully supportive of whoever it is in the role. But I think we're voting on the leadership group next week. So look, if that's what comes of it, then great. But it's I've said it before, Skeet, it's not something I feel like I have to do, but if my teammates want me to do it, then obviously I'd be more than willing to put my hand up and do it. But yeah, looking forward to getting into it, as I said, and hopefully having an injury-free run and being able to lead by example a bit more this year than what I have the last couple.
Last one from me. You would have seen all the sports over the summer, COVID, teams going down left, right and centre. I suppose it's inevitable that's going to hit everyone at some stage, but footy clubs, I guess, are having to brace for another year of high uncertainty, which I thought at the end of last year we might have been at the end of.
Yeah, it looked like it was on the way up, or you know, our lifestyles and the well-being of sport in general was on the way up last year, but it's taken a bit of a turn, and obviously sport all around the world, it's just too hard to predict what's happening even tomorrow. So yeah, obviously this year's going to be interrupted at some stage, and quite possibly might be the most interrupted season we've had out of the last two. So look, only time will tell. It's hard to prepare for something you don't know what's going to happen. Obviously we know that it's going to be COVID related, but you just don't know in what regard. So look, fingers crossed it's not too serious, and we can go out there and put on a bit of a spectacle for all the football lovers across the country. But I dare say there's going to be a few interruptions here and there.
Thanks for joining us on Sports Day today, Luke. Just lay off those chips and the midnight trips to the fridge, mate. Might keep you on the park a little bit longer.
Yeah, the weight's been an issue, so those salt and vinegars might have to wait another couple of years, mate. Good on you.
Thanks, Boots. Thanks, Luke Shuey, skipper of the West Coast Eagles. Good fella, great player. And we're expecting him to lead the club through 2022 when the players, as he said, votes next week. That segment, Chats with Mates, for Australia's most satisfied customers. NBN from just $59. Search Mate online. More of Sports Day coming your way shortly.